Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, my thoughts were whatever was going to be best for the team. You know, we couldn't, when I was in, we couldn't really get things going. And, you know, coach felt like it was the best decision to put Fitz in to try to give us a spark. So when I heard that, I mean, you know, it's really what's best for the team. And I mean, if we were to win with Fitz in there, you know, the locker room would be a lot different. Everyone would be a lot happier. But, you know, it just sucks to lose.
It's very clear this is Tua's team, and, you know, Tua's going to continue to get better and grow. And, you know, so for me, my defined role right now is whatever Coach Flo and whether the team needs out of me. And, you know, today was different than the last few weeks in that he needed me to go out there and try to move the ball and provide a spark. But the few weeks before that, it really was just full support mode on Tua. And even in a game like today, when I'm out there, I'm still talking with Tua on the sideline, and we're going through stuff and just trying to get him, you know, to see what I'm seeing and why I'm doing the things I'm doing. So, you know, it's such a tough position to play, and you're just going to continue to learn, and it's going to be a bumpy road, but you just hope that, you know, the things that you learn, you put them in the back and you make a catalog in the back of your head and you continue to get better.
All right. That was Tua Tagovailoa and, of course, Ryan Fitzpatrick talking about the team and trying to do what's best for the team to get a win by Coach Flo's decision to take Tua out of the game in the fourth quarter and go with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and almost got that sucker tied up in the last minute of the game, came up short. And I know what the topic's going to be, and I do understand it. It's legit, and that is, are you worried about the confidence of Tua going forward, even though – and then I just go back to this one thing with this guy, because I feel like we did this last year, and I know it was Josh Rosen, who's a completely different guy, because it wasn't your fifth overall pick a year ago. It was somebody else's top pick. But this guy is about winning first, developing players while you're going along into a system, and he thought he had a chance to still pull that game out in the fourth. There's enough time, and Denver, I think if Denver scores one more time, just a gut feeling, then we're probably talking about Tua finishing out the game and just get what you can. And we're going to go 2-minute offense in the fourth quarter, down by 10, and let's go and see what happens. So I know some people didn't like it. I know Hollywood's already come out and said he hated it and it's bad and he's worried about
what is bad. I mean, there's no debating whether it's bad or not. It is bad.
You mean the game was bad, because that was
no, benching your new rookie quarterback the first time he's really struggled is bad.
What?
Outside of his first game, which you weren't going to bench him then, but this is really the first struggles that he's had into his career, and you're just going to throw him out of the game, bench him?
For one quarter, he's a star. By the way, everybody from the backup quarterback to everybody else goes, this is about developing him, getting him ready to go, and so that he sees everything. Have we ever heard a backup quarterback, by the way, ever? Talk about, even when I'm out there, I'm still talking to the guy when I come off about what I'm seeing, and and some of the throws and how you go about doing that or doing this or here's what they're trying to do to you. Just remember this because we're probably going to see it a lot more in the future. So it's just
no, Fitz is a different breed. That's the difference.
It's
also.
It's just such. First of all, Ryan Fitzpatrick has just been the all teammate. I know there's not an all teammate award, but my God, he is. You know, he didn't come out after the game and go, "Hey man, you know, I'm the starter now. I should be." Or there was none of that. It was just like
no. The press conferences were great, Joe. But I'm very curious your thoughts because you've been kind of kissing ass all morning. But I'm just curious your thoughts of what these guys are actually thinking outside of the podium where they knew everyone was listening. Ryan Fitzpatrick said that he was heartbroken. He had his heart ripped out when he got lost his starting job. And Tua, you don't think he wanted to try to finish that game off? So I'm curious what you think these what was going through their heads after that game. Fitzpatrick knows he probably gives the team a better chance to win, yet he's got to say it's Tua's team.
Right.
So I wonder what he's really thinking. And Tua gets yanked the first time he really struggles.
But
what's going through his head, Joe?
So you're so worried about his head today. Like, we'll send him to a counselor after the game. We'll have a counselor, the local counselor, talk to him, sports psychiatrist today. Listen, man, he's going to be fine. You're making it out like he's going to fall apart now.
Not the falling apart stuff, but what happens if they're down, you know, a touchdown or 10 points again in the fourth quarter and he's struggling a little bit? You think he'll get pulled again?
No, I just think it has to do with how he's playing. The coach
if he's struggling two games from now, that Cincinnati game without Burrow.
If he's getting pounded right. And they can't get first downs and I don't know if the coach is going to do it again. I don't know. Again, I haven't talked to him about it.
Well, Tua, you're struggling. You're out.
But if he thinks he's got a chance to win and he says in his gut that Ryan Fitzpatrick can do it, then he probably will do it again since we saw it yesterday. You think he's afraid to pull the trigger?
No.
This guy doesn't second.
No.
I mean,
no.
Hey, man, everybody's getting used to Coach Flo's way of doing things through the good and the bad, and we can second guess it all we want, and you can blame me like – I'm coaching.
But the only second-guessing is on the quarterback stuff. There's not one other position that I would second-guess him pulling a guy.
Zach, what are you worried about most? Like, I'm just curious. I'm just asking.
What I'm worried about most is that you're your rookie quarterback, you put him in, you said he was ready, you said he was healthy, you said all this stuff, and then in one game where you're struggling, you pull him.
Okay.
Because you think you have a better chance to win with the other guy. And if you think you have a better chance to win with the other guy, then why is Tua starting?
Zach gets it. I mean, he's coming over to my side on it. He gets it, Joe.
You'll
get it eventually, Joe, why you don't pull a rookie quarterback that this early on in his career and create a quarterback controversy.
And I know that
there's no quarterback controversy. We don't even know if Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be back next
year. Joe, you don't think there's anyone? I haven't even looked at a text. I know we're getting a lot of texts this morning. You think there's anyone that thinks that Ryan Fitzpatrick should just play moving forward here?
We had that after his first game.
Right.
We had that after his first game, even though they won.
But now he's been pulled. Now the coach openly said that this guy is not going to give us the best chance to win this game.
Right.
Right. He has put that out there now in the world. It's not just something internally in Davey. It's not this and that. He has literally told the world we had a better chance with Ryan Fitzpatrick in that game and not Tua.
So my take is Tua's got a lot better chance of staying in there and finishing every one of these games as long as he's healthy, if that offensive line plays better.
Right. I agree with that, too. But the problem is that the story's not about anyone else. It's only about Tua.
Right. It's going to always be about the quarterback.
Right. So when you pull him and you put in Ryan Fitzpatrick after starting this guy for a couple games and winning games,
right?
I think that's a problem. I think it's a problem internally, too, because maybe other guys think that Tua's not ready.
Let me ask you one more wrinkle to this, guys. Yeah. Joe, what do you think Stephen Ross was thinking when he saw Tua get pulled?
Oh, I don't think Stephen Ross can have anything to say about it. So I don't know. What do you think Stephen Ross can
I don't know.
Him?
We've heard a lot about Ross and the decision to draft Tua and the decision of when
get
to play
out of
him.
Here with
I don't
that
know if you buy
crap.
Any of that stuff. I mean, Florio's been throwing
get
that
out
stuff.
Of here.
Okay,
see,
I'm just asking
bull
you.
Crap. Now you're just throwing out don't throw out trash. On this topic. Now you're throwing out stinky trash that I have out in the front. I think I got some diapers out there. And I'm just telling you, don't throw that out there this morning, that Stephen Ross. What do you think, Stephen Ross is going to come down and go, Flo, don't you do that again. I mean, you're coaching great so far, but I disagree with that move. I'm sure there's things that he disagrees. Flo's going to do things all the time, whether to go for it or not, who's playing. And you guys act like he's going to fall apart. I don't think Tua's going to fall apart. I think he's going to learn and get better from this. But I got to tell you, he's not going to get better if they don't pass protect better and get a run game.
Right. But he's also not going to get better if he's not playing.
I just hope he's as mentally tough as Joe thinks he is. I think he is. I've seen some of it from him, but you never know, man. You bench a guy like that in a close game, you never know what it can do to him.
Well, you guys already have him as a weak. I started to say weak sister, and we don't say that anymore. As a weak human being, and it's like going to fall apart. I just don't think he is. I think he's going to take it in, come back. But listen, we got New York this week, and they're going to do a lot of things Denver did. And if we don't do a better job of the little things like picking up games and run blocking and stuff, and we go up there and we struggle.
They'll still win by two touchdowns, but.
Yeah, they're playing the Jets.
Really? Ask New England that and then ask San Diego. Ask the LA Chargers that from yesterday.
But they still won those games. As bad as the struggle as it was for them at certain points.
I mean, Adam Gase is sticking to the plan. He knows what's up.
You got to admit, though, that.
Jets played their best game of the year yesterday.
The Dolphins play the way they did yesterday.
Not going to win a lot of games.
They're going to look like a bottom third team in the NFL, right, or a bottom quarter team in the NFL, if we really want to break it down.
Isn't it amazing what 1 week can do? They were in the top five of the power rankings last week.
Right, right.
And totally now we're down bottom third.
I said what are you not here? I said the way they played yesterday.
They were terrible.
They would have had trouble beating a lot of they would have had trouble beating just
They would have struggled
yesterday.
Against the Jets yesterday. They would have struggled against the Jets
yesterday.
Has
nothing to do with the way. I didn't expect this dominance from every phase of their team and get all these plays they've been getting. It's not normal to get those plays where they're scoring on defense and offense and special teams and everything else. So, like, you could pick apart everything I say, but they did not play well yesterday. That was not outside the start of the game and jumping out 7-0 on a short drive. And you're not going to get 20. You're not going to start on your 20-something yard line or on their 20-yard line every time you get the ball. It's just not going to happen. So, anyway, hey, Zach, couple real quickly. Give me a couple teasers coming in. 305-567-0560.
All right, Denver coach outcoached Flores. Flores couldn't stop the swing passes that killed the Dolphins. And why did Flores not call a timeout 40 seconds to go in the first half before the Broncos kicked a field goal? He had a deer in the headlights look.
I tell you the one play. By the way, I did think they got outcoached pretty good yesterday. I totally agree with that. It's a good call, and I agree. Did you see the ball? I still don't know the ruling on the guy going to the ground. Never has control. The ball flips up and goes to a Dolphin. I believe it was Jones intercepts it. Denver sprints on the ball because the coach doesn't have time to get a look or know what's going on. They snap it. I think that's an interception.
It looked like it.
So the guy never has control going to the ground, bobbling around, but the ball hadn't hit the ground.
The ground yet, yes.
And
yes.
It pops up and we've got a young rookie, Jones, standing right there, intercepts it, and they jump back out on the ball and snap it, and it didn't matter. And, I mean, there's nothing he can do. He didn't know. No. And by the way, if you ever tell the coach to take a challenge and you're wrong.
Oh, you're getting crushed. Right?
Probably got to hear about that. I don't know what that's like, but sitting there, and by the time you go, hey, you might want to challenge. Oh, they snapped it. Ah, damn it. Anyway, one more, Zach.
Congrats, Joe. Flores has now started a quarterback controversy. What a bozo coach. There we go. That's fine. Started.
So let me – I love this one, and I was afraid of this. Yesterday, I watched Coach Flo get stroked by every show possible.
Every pregame, yes.
Every show
right.
about the job that he's doing, the leadership, things he's doing, bringing this group together – with what they have, buying into his system. And then we got a guy that just called
bozo
him a bozo.
Coach. Right,
bozo
right.
coach.
By the way, if Tomlin wasn't
which is
undefeated,
he?
If Tomlin wasn't undefeated, every pregame show and all that would have had Flores as the coach of the year yesterday. But they have a coach that's undefeated. That's the only reason why he's not in first place.
So which is it? Is it that decision he made in the fourth quarter, or now he sucks, like he's really good or he sucks as a coach. Like, you guys all want to get rid of him now? Is that what you want to do? That's pretty stupid. Really?
Yeah. And real quickly, every offensive lineman should give their check back after that performance yesterday.
That was awful, man. Yeah. Like, fundamental games are run on a four-man front. And like,
it looked really bad. Offensive line just looked like, terrible yesterday.
What'd you guys do all week? What were you guys? I know we have a lot of meetings in separate rooms now, but maybe we ought to break protocol a little bit here, trying to figure some things out. All right, man. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Jump back on some Bozo,
right? Bozo, boy, coach.
How's that for a knee-jerk reaction? All of a sudden, get rid of Flo.
Right. Flo's not the guy.
Let's do that too. All right, let's do that. Let's see what happens. All right. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning.
Love Mondays. Mondays.
Man. It's
Mondays tough. Are fun because of this. Not for when you lose, but yeah.
Hey, they better get ready because the Jets are going, man, if they play like that, we got a chance to beat their. Anyway,
Greg Williams, you don't think he's watching the tape for this week?
Yeah. Right. Hey, right now I want to tell you, Thanksgiving, we have a lot to be thankful for. No matter how you feel about Coach Flo, I want to just tell you something. Chapman Partnership, we have our Thanksgiving drive going. Chapman Partnership is doing great work. We always talk about what they've been doing for the homeless and their facilities down in Dade County. Two of them, they provide so much more than just a warm meal and shelter, especially in times like we're going through in the last crazy 5, 6, 7, 8 months. The goal is always to help the homeless to a path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. But right now, it's about people that are fortunate and things are going well, to see if you can help us with the drive that we have, our Thanksgiving drive that's going on right now to support those folks while you're enjoying your Thanksgiving, hopefully. So please join me here at 560 WQM this holiday season. Share your treasure and help us feed our more than 800 men, women, and children. For only $100, you can help feed a family of four 3 hot meals a day. For just $100, you can help feed a family of four 3 hot meals a day. So please help us fill the plates of Chapman residents by visiting chapmanpartnership.org. We're running out of time. Almost Thanksgiving. Could really, really use your help. That's chapmanpartnership.org. Thank you so much for anything that you can do during the holiday season.
All right, Miami Hurricanes football here on the Joe is sponsored by Milam's Markets, your football tailgating headquarters at the stadium, and for your home parties, Milam's Markets.
All right, listen, we got Tua, we got Ryan, we got Coach Flo. We know that's number one, but real quickly here, wanted to mention some other things here this morning. The Miami Heat, Goran Dragic will be back. Myers Leonard will be back. Jay Crowder is gone to the Suns. Derrick Jones is going to Portland. And let's roll it back as the Heat bring in Avery Bradley and Mo Harkless to take their places. Two guys that can defend and get after. I just look at what they did and I went, okay, they got pretty much two guys to kind of do a lot of the same things and fit this Heat culture for the kind of guys they're looking for at the right price. Got him Avery Bradley. I was a little surprised. 2-year, $11.5 million. And Mo Harkless, 1 year, actually had a lot of teams interested. Took the 1 year, $3.6 million. And so the Heat really setting themselves up. Milwaukee, by the way, did not do much, which there's a big old guy named Giannis sitting back watching this. And I'm really curious to see because – yesterday, we saw some guys take the max contract extension,
right?
Which Bam's the only one that hasn't. We saw Tatum do it. Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox out in Sacramento took the money and said, well, Sacramento's not that bad. And he even stayed. So a lot of news, a lot of movement. But the dumbest, like the head scratcher of head scratchers, Gordon Hayward – took a 4-year, $128 million contract. I don't blame him. God bless him.
Who's that owner out there in Charlotte, by the way, Joe?
To the Charlotte Hornets. Somebody has got to explain to me how you take a guy always injured, 17 and a half, 6 rebounds, that has missed a ton of games the last 2 years, including most of the playoffs last year. Came back at the very end against the Heat. 30 years old, and you give him 4 year, $120-something million. He's just a guy.
Right.
He is just a guy. Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Are they that desperate in Charlotte?
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Are they that desperate? MJ, God bless you. I think you're the greatest ever play, but you got to be one of the worst owners
ever
slash decision GMs. Makers, because I got to believe you're involved and somebody had to get you to sign off on this.
Oh, of course.
I would love to know, MJ, what you're watching. I know nobody wants to play in Charlotte. Trust me. I'm from Sacramento. I know what it's like, bro. I do. What are you doing?
They're a team full of terrible contracts.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think this is as bad a deal as you guys are making it out to be.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's very, like you said, though, it's very tough for them to build. I mean, no one wants
to,
people don't want to play there. Gordon Hayward, listen, by the way, the Heat were offering him a max deal a handful of years ago,
too. Wait, this is years ago.
No, I know. I understand that, but the guy can play.
I don't know if he could. Yeah, he's
there were multiple teams before he had his rough go in Boston. There were multiple teams offering this guy a max deal.
There's also a rough go in Boston and a bad injury, and we saw in the playoffs last year. No, I'm good. If the Heat had a chance to sign him for $30 million, I'm glad they passed.
Pat Riley laughed.
No chance. You
know, we're out. That was a long time ago. We were interested in that deal, and we were lucky because it ended up working out for us. You went back with your college basketball coach to play for him. There's nobody can text, and I don't blame him. God bless him for getting the money. He knew, by the way, when he opted out at 34.2, this was going to happen. Are you kidding me?
Oh, terrible. He
is an average. You can make an argument. He's an off-the-bench sixth man.
Right.
Like, he's just.
He better come in and score 25 a game.
He's a good player, and his chance to staying healthy. Anyway.
The big surprise for me this weekend is actually from your home team, Joe. The fact that they were able to possibly give up to $195 million to De'Aaron Fox. Good for them. Keep their young guy around.
There's a guy that just said, probably more out there, but I still got to play here, so I might as well just take this extension. And
28, 30, 32, 6, 35, 37. That's his salary the next 5 years. That's if he doesn't get a supermax. If he gets any of those first team, second team, third team all NBA, that thing shoots up from 163 million to 195.
They haven't had a lot of guys who want to stay out there. Not
I
anybody
know,
cares
I know.
Cares about Sacramento this morning.
And the Atlanta Hawks too, by the way. You see what they did over the weekend?
Yeah.
Gallinari, 3 years, $61 million. Bogdanovich, $72 million. Rondo got a 2-year deal. Chris Dunn. Like, they signed 4 or 5 guys over the weekend.
I am curious. Atlanta trying to move up the offseason power pole here to see where they're going to fit in. But, yeah, Atlanta jumped into this thing pretty good. And, of course, Riley said we're going to run it back, and that's exactly. And, by the way, while we're at it here, real quickly this morning, congratulations. We had the state's high school football being played. American Heritage Plantation beat Northwestern. And most everybody I've talked to thought Northwestern was the most well-rounded and talented team in all of South Florida, maybe in the whole state outside IMG. IMG's by itself. But a lot of people think Northwestern was that good. They scored 3 points against American Heritage Plantation's defense. They don't have much offense, but that defense, it's amazing. And by the way, he lost a really good player to St. Thomas, a really, really good Alabama player to St. Thomas. And those guys stayed and said, go ahead, leave, man, because we got a really good defense no matter what. We're good at all three parts, linebacker, D-line, and our secondary. They held Northwestern to 3 points.
Crazy.
Pat, I'll be honest, man. I was shocked. Just wondering when you're talking. And Cardinal Gibbons pounded Gulliver, and congratulations to them. I thought it was going to be a tight ball game. I really did. I thought that was going to be a really, really close game. And real quickly, Edison and Chaminade this week is going to be a wild one, man. Going to be a wild one. Uncle Luke's got his team rolling at Edison. Right. They are playing out of this world. So, and Chaminade's been a little quiet. Their kicker is getting ready for UM and not kicking for him. So we got a lot of crazy stuff going on. And then, of course, right back to the number one topic that we're not going to forget. We're going to have, by the way, Armando Salguero will join us after the Dolphins did not play well and went with Ryan Fitzpatrick in the fourth quarter, who almost got it to a tie game there in the last minute. And going 12 of 18, 117 yards in the one quarter. And I know everybody's talking about what's this do to Tua and what's going to happen with the team. Well, they don't play better than they did yesterday on the D-line and O-line. It won't matter. It won't matter a whole lot if they can't. O-line, man, I was really, really disappointed. I thought they took a full step backwards. And I'm being nice when I said one step. Not very good. Anyway, we've got Hollywood's headlines coming up. Armando Salguero coming up. He's going to join us from Denver, where the folks out there are pretty excited after their win, before they shut down their stadium. No more fans for them. Right now, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, if you don't mind. I love talking about everything they've got going on right now. I always tell everybody, South Florida Chevy dealers has never looked better than they do right now. And for everybody out there, you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, all the South Florida Chevy dealers are going to say the same thing. These are the best overall products we've ever had from top to bottom. It's never been this good. When you look at safety features, when you look at more space, great look and a great price. I always start with that. Hey, the family's getting older. Everybody, sometimes you want something that's a little smaller, but you still want all that room. Everybody wants to be comfortable when you're driving here in South Florida and your South Florida Chevy dealers across the board. Start with a new look Tahoes and Suburban. It's got a new look. You got to go take a look. If you like a big, comfortable SUV, and that new little look Chevy's added, oh, it's sporty. Still got all that room for all us big people out there, man. I love driving it. If you like to feel comfortable on top of the road, you can't go wrong with those new Suburbans and Tahoes, and we got great deals to back it up. Silverado trucks, we've got every kind of truck possible for you. If you go and you look at all the different styles and selections, you're going to almost think there's been a truck custom made for you and your lifestyle. We got them for you. Midsize SUVs, as good as anybody out there with the new Traverse and the new ready-to-go, fun-to-drive Chevy Blazer. Oh, my gosh, plenty of space. But yet, man, got a great look for you. Hey, don't take it for you. I'm running out of time here. You're going to love everything going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us there?
All right, well, it was a busy weekend out there. We'll get to all that tomorrow because we got...
Yeah, change that music up.
Monday Headlines. All NFL edition. The Browns. Can you believe this, guys? The Browns are 7-3. They beat the Eagles. It was... pretty nasty weather over there in Cleveland, but I'm shocked. The Browns, are they good? It's tough to tell with them.
You mean when you're playing against Carson Wentz?
Yeah, that team sucks.
Floats
yeah,
the Eagles pick are six terrible. Out there.
Oh, my God, Joe. Is that great? It seemed like it took 20 minutes for that ball to go, from the, go up in the air to the guy.
I was waiting for the defense for 10 guys to go after it at the same time and all run into each other and fall down.
Right.
But are the Browns for real? I mean, they're going to be a playoff team. Are they for real?
Got a lot of talent on that team.
Good running game. And they didn't. They remember they were out without their best defender yesterday, too.
Can you imagine Cleveland has a better record than Baltimore? Nobody right. saw that one coming.
Right.
Now, we still got more games left. But Baltimore and their lack of passing game. Oh, we had something in common. What else you got?
All right, guys, this was interesting here. Taysom Hill ends up getting the start for New Orleans. I think this was after we were off the air on Friday when, like, initially it was Jameis Winston, then they said Taysom Hill was going to start, and then there was, like, both were going to play. Taysom Hill played the entire game. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns. The Saints pounded Atlanta 24-9.
So he's fine, and what they're doing, I know those guys love him because they love the way he plays. How long can you stay healthy playing that way? This is no longer 8 or 9 or 10 plays, which, by the way, it's amazing he stays healthy even with that. But now, and he's great while he's healthy because you got an extra running back, you got an extra lead blocker, you got an extra fullback. A little limited on how he throws the ball, but for that offense, man, it could be interesting.
Feels he's, like the end of the road for Jameis Winston, though, right?
Well,
I mean, he can't start over Taysom Hill, and there's a problem.
That was kind of, I thought they'd stick with that same system and kind of rotate both guys in there with what they do, but nope.
Bigger question is, what the hell happened to Atlanta? Like, that, there's too much talent on that team.
Super
that
Bowl hangover, Zach.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. How many years ago was that?
It lasts a while. Ask Seattle.
Stop blaming the Super Bowl. I mean, they're 3-7, and they are bad with talent on that team, too.
That was a hell of a collapse. I mean,
a collapse like that lasts a lifetime, Joe.
Ah, get out of here.
They're going to change a lot of things over there.
A lifetime, right.
Jeez.
That's
a dollar. 28 to 3, was it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that'll last your career there. By the way, guys, the worst news coming out from yesterday, Joe Burrow is done for the season. Took a bad hit. The Bengals lost to Washington 20-9. That doesn't matter. The Joe Burrow news really sucks from yesterday.
Yeah.
So I know we got to upgrade our team with the picks we have. They need to do this. With their first pick, Cincinnati selects an offensive lineman. With their second pick, Cincinnati selects an offensive lineman. In free agency, Cincinnati overpays for an offensive lineman to waste that kid. I mean, the way he's played with that group.
Right. Yeah, they need – was that Oregon kid? That's what they need. They need to somehow get up there and get that Oregon kid.
How many games Cincinnati won? Three?
They're 2-7-1.
They'll probably have a chance to get him.
Yep. They're right there. Right.
It would be a good way to start.
All right, guys, we go to Carolina for this next one. If you're watching the fantasy shows in the morning, they were saying Teddy Bridgewater was good to go. Then they had said moments after that that Teddy Bridgewater would not go. And P.J. Walker played for Carolina. It didn't matter. They shut out Detroit 20-0.
How does Matt Patricia still have a job?
That team's rough.
It's rough.
No McCaffrey either, by the way. So they were without their quarterback and running back in that game.
Walker and Mike Davis was your 1-2 punch yesterday, right?
I will say this. There's a whole bunch of hot seats out there. And every year, it's incredible. We're going to be looking at 6-7 new coaches again this year. Yep. We got 2 interim coaches probably going to lose their jobs. And there's a guy up in New York that's going to lose his job.
Yep.
As soon as he gets him the first or second pick.
Maybe. He might lose his job.
Wow.
They may bring him back, Joe, the quarterback guru.
No shot. Absolutely no shot.
I need to know if the Steelers have a shot here, guys. They knocked off the Jaguars suck. 27-3 was the final in that game. They're 10-0. Here's the rest of the way here. Ravens, Washington, both at home, at the Bills, at the Bengals. Colts, and then at the Browns, do the Steelers go 16-0?
Hot take, they're going to lose Thursday to Baltimore.
I've been 10-0, so I'm just trying to think my 10-0. It's hard. We didn't have a great defense, our 10-0, so they got a shot, man. But
got to play those Browns.
Minka Fitzpatrick, by the way, had another monster game. He was just all over
the
place.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
He had a huge – he had two picks yesterday. He's got 4 of the season now.
But he's just all over the place during these games.
How many balls has he batted down in the end zone on the last play of the game?
God. He had an awesome pick yesterday.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. He's good.
I gave you the first pick back. I want him.
You want a do-over on that one?
I want a do-over. Please stay. How much can I kiss your ass to get you state? Please stop telling everybody you don't want
to
be here.
Wouldn't he love to play in this defense, too? God, that's the crazy part.
There was one part he didn't want to do. He didn't like support thing coming up on that support. No. Right.
Well, he's 10-0 now. Who's laughing now?
All right, and then you mentioned the Ravens. The Titans beat them in overtime. Derrick Henry, who just seems to wear people down as the game goes on, is able to score the game winner as he broke away in overtime.
So let me ask you, I saw the run a couple of times before I went to bed last night. How many people look like they really wanted to tackle him on that last run?
I'm just saying this every week and every week.
No,
you're right.
Baltimore does a lot of yapping about we're physical. We'll get, and I was like, so how'd you like going the 15th round with that guy slugging you, man?
Yeah.
Because he cut back and it was like, I just didn't see a whole bunch of guys real eager to try to tackle him.
Joe, that entire NBC crew on Sunday Night Football yesterday said, I can't remember the last time the Ravens got out, like, kind of physicaled as Tennessee did to them yesterday. And all season long, that's been Baltimore's thing, that they're more physical than everyone else. But the Titans just beat them up yesterday.
He's amazing, man. He is the one guy that I don't care what anybody says. If you don't tackle him on the line of scrimmage with the big, big guys, you start noticing courage comes into play as it gets further down the field about, do I really want to tackle this guy?
Oh, Joe, you're 6 foot, 200 pounds, and he's running at you full strength, and you're a safety? You ain't tackling that guy.
Well, there ain't a whole lot of moves when he's coming full speed at you.
No,
right?
He's just coming right at you. Try to tackle me.
By the way, what a durable physical beast so far. And I mean that in a complimentary way. I got to be careful saying beast in 2020 here. What else you got there, Woody?
The Texans, guys, did not help the Dolphins out yesterday. They got a win. The Patriots, they just absolutely sucked. They may need a new head coach. They lost 27-20.
It's funny, when I see the Patriots, it's not what I think of first new head coach.
They're a poorly coached football team.
They stink.
They used to have Brady to overcome all that, and it's just a very poorly coached team.
Woody, so as a guy that has had a dominance in 20 years, it's the most dominant thing we've seen in the history of this sport, what his teams have done. You think he'll get past this 1 year where they're a little bit off?
I don't, and I think when you bring up that was it Brady or was it Belichick argument, I think the argument is – very close to have played out here, isn't it?
I could give you a zillion examples why it's not, but I don't want to get into everything right now. Like some of the moves he's made when to get rid of guys that he picks up from other teams like ours. But that's all right. Go ahead. We'll worry about that.
I know. The Patriots are terrible. That's all. Yeah, I know. Very poorly coached football team.
Yeah.
Speaking of poorly coached, by the way, the Packers. The Packers scored 3 points in the second half of their overtime loss to the Colts, 34-31. Marquez Valdez-Scantling fumbled on the Packers' own 30-yard line in overtime in the opening possession. That was what eventually cost him the game there, but kind of unfair for Scantling. He had a really nice catch in regulation, a 50-yard catch that helped them get the game to overtime in the first place. I know Zach was saying things were rough for him on social media.
Well, he got a ton, and he tweeted out last night, like late around 11:30, 12 o'clock, but he got a ton of death threats on social media, and most notably Twitter, about people just saying, you know, you fumbled the ball, you should die. Like, it gets ugly on social media, but he had enough last night and just basically told everyone to go bleep themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. When people say, hey, you should die, we hate you.
Right.
We want you cut tomorrow. Like, come on, man. You got a life. It's okay. After this football game, you still got a life. Like, there's something else going on in your life that you have to be worried that much about the one guy that messed up. And I promise you, he didn't do it on purpose. I promise you, he's trying to make every play. And I promise you, he felt a lot worse about it than you did. Because he feels like he let everybody down, and he knew he was going to be the topic. But
Joe, his actual tweet was death threats over a football game. Jesus, you people need help. It's actually sick. I'm good. My team got my back.
Well, that's what happens when gambling gets involved.
Absolutely.
It's not just a football game.
Right.
To people.
So go through the stages. Let's start with the gambling. That's great cash, homie. Right. Fantasy football.
Straight
that could
cash,
be
homie.
Cash right. down the road, homie.
Right.
And then just fans that just love their teams a little too much and need to blame somebody.
Right.
Packers fans got a taste of what it's like to be a South Florida Bulls fan. You know, he went to USF, so that's why I'm not shocked by the play.
The guy actually made a great play going down the middle. What about a 50-yard play to set him up for the tie? Come on, man.
Yeah, but then they come back to rip your heart out. That's the South Florida Bulls.
South Florida way.
Yeah, that's their way. That's what they do.
Well, you got a big game. You got some other things to worry. You got a really pissed off UCF that's now already talking about after they let one get away from them against one of the top teams in college
I think
football right now.
We quit the season already because of COVID and stuff, just like FSU.
Oh!
No, don't say that.
We didn't even have time to get to Dabo.
Oh, we'll get there, Joe.
Called him out.
We'll get there. We have a busy one today. We'll get there tomorrow. I just need your picks. Monday Night Football. Rams at Bucks. Tampa Bay favored by 4.5 points. The over-under is 48.
I like Tampa in the over.
God.
Tampa's going to win that game.
Oh, man. I've seen both personalities of both these teams. Oh, I've seen the good and the bad. I was all excited a couple weeks ago in New Orleans.
The Saints, right. Saints Bucks, right?
Just ruined the whole night. You turned it off the first 6 minutes.
38-3 was the final in that game, I believe. Yeah. Tampa couldn't get on the board.
So, Joe, is that your pick? It can go either way? That's what you're going to stay with?
I guess.
I don't believe that is a good pick.
I guess Tampa Bay?
Okay. With a lot of conviction behind that.
No, there's not, actually.
I don't even think he finished a sentence.
Tampa Bay.
Just pound the over in that one, right?
Yeah, I
guess. Assuming it's not pouring rain in Tampa tonight.
Oh, yeah. That would be a difference.
Oh, yesterday. We got enough rain yesterday.
Jeez.
The weather gods got to give the state a break. We need a quick break here. Hey, we got Armando Salguero going to join us coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll talk to him. Oh, we got a hot topic we'll get to. We'll get his thoughts on Tua, Ryan, and Flo. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.